And now we have more comments from listeners. It's Back Talk. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is back here with me. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Michelle. Good to see you back in the chair.
Why, thank you.
Well, you know, Back Talk took a short break for the political conventions. And, Michelle, you traveled to both Denver for the Democratic Convention and to St. Paul with the Republicans. Now, you can imagine that listeners definitely wanted to talk back to us about politics and a few other things on their mind. But first, Sarah Palin, the vice presidential nominee. People seem to have been talking more about her lately these days than John McCain.
Lee, I think I already know where you're going with this. This week's Mocha Mom's conversation hit a sour note with some bloggers.
I feel really conflicted, Michelle. It's painful, actually, because, you know, I'm sitting here in England right now, and I'm having to do a lot of explaining about a concept that we know there in America, but folks here are wondering what white trash means. And I hate to say those words, and it's, you know, in its own way racist, but unfortunately, that's the kind of politically incorrect conversation and internal dialogue I'm having.
That's Mocha Mom Asra Nomani.
Michelle, now we know some listeners did not think Asra's comments were fair, and some were actually pretty ticked off. I'll read a post from Carrie. I, too, was shocked and disgusted by the comments of Asra Nomani. Apparently, having children who enlist in the military, get pregnant, decide to have the child, or who are born with Down syndrome makes a parent white trash. Now, Michelle Martin's failure to censor her guests for racist and revolting comments implicates her in them as well.
And we did receive a number of comments along this line. I did respond to this on the blog. And I'm going to let another listener, Glenda, respond as well, because I think she does a good job of clearing this up.
Asra was saying that she was in England and that she had to explain the term to people around her who were not familiar with it. But Asra did say that she thought that it was a racist term. These people, they pick one little thing and they run with it. And it has no relation whatsoever to the reality of the situation or what was actually said. They're thin-skinned and looking for a reason to take issue with something that's not there.
Thank you, Glenda.
And here are a few more comments about politics and the conventions. Here's a note from Sandy. She says, I'm thrilled to have Sarah Palin on the Republican ticket. I'm so glad she has the ideals and convictions that she has. Sandy goes on to defend Palin's stances on creationism and abortion. And Dawn from the D.C. area wrote to thank us for our coverage of the political conventions and told us that one of our conversations reminded her of a little story from her past.
The only time my mother ever slapped my face, it was when I, a little 11-year-old black girl, came home from school and pronounced, I wish I were white. The slap woke me up to the fact that I am somebody and I can do all things. Senator Obama's nomination also reminds me of this.
Thank you, Dawn. We want to move on to other news. This week, we talked to the chancellor of D.C.'s public schools, Michelle Rhee. Rhee is giving serious consideration to a program that would pay some middle school students for their performance. But one of our bloggers, Jim, has some serious concerns about that.
In terms of children being paid for motivated to get better grades, I don't think that's at all really what children really want. They really want to be listened to. They want somebody who can connect with them. And they want an environment where they really can learn.
Interesting. I bet we'll have more conversation about this. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To catch up on our coverage or to tell us more about what you think, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again is 202-842-3522. Or go to the Tell Me More page at npr.org and blog it out.